Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean.
Welcome to Me and the Bean. I'm me.
And I'm the bean.
Welcome to show number 3.
Yay! And today we're going to tell you about our delightful, fun, adventurous, and joyful weekend of Labor Day.
Yeah, so we woke up Saturday morning, or about 6 in the morning, and I couldn't walk. Something was wrong with my back, and it hurt really bad, and so I stumbled like an old man to the bathroom and got real nauseous and used the bathroom and come back and whined until Amanda woke up. And I knew this was something different than any normal sort of thing, just because of the amount of pain I was in. So finally, I convinced her to take me to the emergency room, and we had to wake Evan up and stick him in the car sleeping. And come to find out, I had a kidney stone. So they wanted to run some tests to see if I really had a kidney stone. And so he left, and by the time he left, the pain got to such a point that I felt like I was going to throw up. So I ran to the sink, and he walks in as I'm, I guess, dry heaving, because nothing really came out. And he was like, oh, well, I don't need to do that test now. And so they went and got me some kind of meds and hooked me up onto it. And then it was just like,
la 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 la.
Yeah, it was la la, because after they,
my man was out.
Yeah, they IV'd me. I was in and out of consciousness for the rest of the day. And I remember that they did come and take me into the, what is that thing called? The scanner?
Yeah, the CT scanner.
But it's like I just remember flashes. Like I remember having to be moved from the bed to the platform of the scanner.
He had a cute little gown on too.
Yeah. And then going in, she said, okay, listen to the instructions when you get in. And I just remember like, breathe in. And then I hear the breathe out. And then, but sometimes I wouldn't hear the breathe out. And the next thing I heard was breathe in. But I was still holding my breath from the last time. So I was in and out of that. And then the rest of the day, I was basically in and out.
Okay, let's just back up for a minute, because when you first woke me up saying that you were in pain, you were like, my stomach hurts, or over here, is on my left side, I think it's my appendix. And I said, no, your appendix, I'm pretty sure it's on your right.
Well, the reason I think that is because my friend Marty, when we were kids, he had his appendix burst, and it was like he got to the doctor just in time. So every time I growing up, I'd have some weird pain. I'd be like,
it's my appendix.
I think that's my appendix. So that was the reason for that.
But it was on the left side where your large intestine drops down to go to the next row over. So I thought it was constipation. So I'm like, here, honey, you need to drink water, get up and walk around. And he didn't have a fever or anything, so he comes and he's just moaning. So I'm like, that's not really helping, is it? And no. So you laid back down and it hurt really bad. And then you showed me where it was on your back. And I thought, well, that is where your kidney is. But you didn't have a fever. And I always thought you had a fever with kidney stones. But anyway, yeah. We got to the emergency room. The kid was awake, and he's like, ooh, daddy has a boo-boo. He's going to get a Band-Aid.
I don't want no Band-Aid.
No Band-Aid. What that doctor say? What's wrong, daddy?
Yeah, my son sounds like Jerome from Good Times.
He does. Oh, man. And when you started driving, Evan has a very loud little man voice, and you were just like, shh, hush, be quiet, no talking. And he was like, what's wrong, daddy?
I wasn't in the mood for anybody to be talking.
But then they had to move you over to the trauma section, which is just the curtained area, you know, where they can wheel you in on a stretcher.
The meat center.
The meat
storage.
Oh, it was freezing.
Well, also, it's all these people.
Yeah. But they wouldn't let me take the kid back there, which once I experienced that area, I can see why. So I had to go out, and your parents, who we normally entrust with our son, were out of town, so we had to call our neighbor, and they kindly accepted. So I took him over there, and I got back to you, and yes, you were comatose on the bed. Yep. I don't know what they gave you. Morphine or codeine?
Something.
Darvocet, probably.
And then, of course, they gave me a prescription for some medicine, and which I didn't need, because after they gave me that pain medicine, I didn't need anything else. And but just in case, before the night was through, I
that's after we checked out 7 hours later.
Yeah,
and came home.
Took some medicine about 10 or 11, but I couldn't sleep because I'd slept all day. So
all
I was
night
up
and
till,
all day. Yeah.
Yeah, I was up till about 3:30, and then I tried to go to sleep and couldn't go to sleep. And finally, 4:30, I passed the stone.
Yeah.
Looked like a little black coffee ground for those that haven't had it.
It did.
And it
looked just
feel
like
any
a coffee
pain.
Ground.
You didn't feel anything. So I guess the main pain is coming from the kidney to the bladder region, I guess. He said that little.
The pipe.
The pipe was like sticking a bowling ball through a straw. So that's where all the main pain was coming from.
Which, given the size of the stone, that pipe must be tiny.
Yeah, because the stone wasn't that big. It was 3 millimeters, they said.
Yeah. But I thought still, even though he said that, I thought it was going to pop out and be like a white marble.
Yeah.
That's really what I thought it was going to look like. And did you talk about having to strain your pee-pee?
Oh, yeah. I had to strain my pee. So every time I peed, I had to pee through a strainer. You know, I was sifting for gold. Black gold.
Gross.
And no. So when it finally came out, I put it in a little baggie because I got to take it to the urologist this week.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, oh, great. You know, we still have another day. So we still really have a weekend. And so, you know, fell asleep, woke up. Next morning was fine. Everything was going good. I come down here to do a load of clothes. And
he does do laundry.
Yeah. And about 20 minutes later, I noticed we have leaking, pooling up of water in my office.
Quick, fast leaking on carpet. New carpet. Brand new carpet.
And so, of course, that sent Amanda to a not good place because she's really concerned about this house.
It's like a hurricane, tornado, earthquake combined, I think, was my personality this weekend. But it was a crisis. It is a crisis. It's bad.
Yeah, so we couldn't really find out where it was. So we tried to call, it was a Sunday, but we wanted to find out. We wanted to make sure, did everything we could.
The Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Like, you couldn't pick a worse weekend to try and get a plumber to your home.
Yeah, our plumber was gone to the beach, and our contractor was out of town, but his assistant was in town. So we called him, and we said, we don't really want you to come over. I mean, if you can tell us something we could do. But of course, he's not the plumber, so he really has to see it. So he comes over with a snake, and we deduce that it's
not a live snake.
No. We deduce that it's the washing machine. Something's going on weird, even though the washing machine's halfway across the house. And
yeah, because it happened right after you started the washer.
Yeah, but we think that's coincidence now because we left the water. I mean, we turned that off, and the water was still coming. And then we stopped using water at all, and it was
went to
still
bed.
Getting wet.
Yeah, after we spent 2 hours mopping up the floor with towels and the dehumidifier and all of that, we get it to a better what? Better disaster.
Yeah.
Better state of disaster.
Better state of wet.
Of wet. And we go to bed, and we're like, okay, we can deal with it better tomorrow. And we wake up, there are puddles. Puddles on my carpet.
Yeah. So, that makes Amanda feel even more blessed and happy.
And like, can we just go one day without a crisis?
Last weekend it was ruined because of my foot.
Yeah.
And so I was basically useless all weekend.
Meanwhile, we're trying to move.
We're not trying to move. We're trying to unpack.
Yeah.
Place everything.
But there's everything outside. And it's
there's a lot of stuff outside.
Yucky. It's getting moldy and buggy and soggy.
Not really.
Have you seen the changing table? It's totally warped. Totally warped. The next kid, he's going to be ruined.
Although we know, you know, hey.
I know.
This is nothing in comparison to New Orleans, but.
It is no comparison. We have blessed, happy, fortunate lives, but still, a flooded basement is not a good thing.
Yeah, it sucks.
I want to talk about moaning Gretel in the trauma center.
Oh, we need to go back to the traumas. While I was passed out.
I had to sit there for 7 hours with no morphine. He had the morphine. I didn't get any. I just had to sit there in the, it was like 20 degrees in there.
But I told her to go at least 10 times. I told her, just go and I'll call you when I can be picked up.
Yeah, wouldn't you do that when you leave your loved one there? Passed out in the emergency room, not knowing for sure what was wrong. I'd do that. Mm-hmm. If you do that to me, we're through.
Ultimatum.
Oh. Yeah, so they bring these. We were first, or second, I think. We were second in the trauma, because it was, 7 a.m. on a Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
And then you kept getting bumped because of one woman came in with heart failure. One guy came in with a big neck brace on. He said he was walking down the street and he fell.
Hit his chin on the sidewalk. I was a teenager, so connect the dots on that.
Mm-hmm. 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning, walking down the street. Plus, he was from a different town, so I don't know what he was into, but he got in trouble because his face was all messed up. Ooh, and then one guy came in. You know, almost the whole room eventually, while you were gone out, was filled with older people who had fallen and bashed their heads open.
Damn.
I mean, growing old is a bitch.
No wonder Tim Henson hates old people.
But the woman, the one woman that really
took the
cake was this woman next to you, and she, I don't know, she was like 70 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she moaned the entire time she was there. And then she kept calling for Davy Crockett.
Yeah, she called the orderly Davy Crockett. That was the name she bestowed upon him.
She was like,
where's Davy Crockett?
She's like, Davy Crockett,
where's
come
Davy Crockett?
Fix my bed, Davy Crockett. Is anybody out there, Davy Crockett?
I don't know if she sounded like that.
But she did. Also, it was
she was
awful.
Also like, it was nurse.
It was awful.
Oh, I need help.
Because you could tell she was in pain, but they would come and pay attention to her, and it didn't make any difference. She said, I don't want to live like this. Just knock me out, and if I die, that's okay.
But see, I was oblivious to this because I was in and out of consciousness. And so one time I was awake and she was just pleading and pleading. I said, Amanda, please, just tell the nurse to come get her. I mean, she's obviously in pain. And Amanda was like, I don't want to get involved with her.
I didn't say it that mean. I was like, I know this is going to sound bad, but I would prefer not to get involved with her.
And after she told me later, and once I started regaining consciousness, I totally understood and realized why she was just sitting there listening to her.
Because the nurses were right beside her tent, and they were ignoring her. She had a messed up shoulder, she had pneumonia, she had a yeast infection, and she had mental illness, apparently. Davy Crockett!
Yeah, it was like past strike three.
Yeah, it was sad. It made me feel... It made me realize how important health is. Like, yes, we have the water crisis, and yes, blah, 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 all these things happen. And you can deal with them all if you're healthy. But if you're not healthy, if you have to spend all your time and energy and money going to doctors and fighting illness and, I mean, that's it. That's where your whole life centers around. You have to be, oh, jeez. Anyway, take your vitamins.
This message has been brought to you by the Vitamin Association of America.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we fast forward again a couple days. Back to Monday. And
Forward to Monday.
Forward to Monday.
Is today Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, today's Labor Day.
And so I decided that I would... Amanda was real upset about the house and wanted to get stuff in order, so I decided that I would take Evan, and me and him would take all our clothes since we can't wash them.
I like order.
And go to my mom and dad's house and get the clothes and towels washed. And so we left and did that, and of course Evan wanted to play on the playset, so we swang for like...
On the magic swing.
On the magic swing for like an hour.
And
then he wanted to go home. But I had to say, no, I've got to do this, I got to do that. And so then I call Amanda hoping that, you know, hey, she's had this time and she's going to be in such a great mood and, you know, blah, blah. And I call her and I say, how's everything going?
I'm pissed.
She's like, utterly hell or crappy or I can't remember. But it was very negatory, negative. And I was like, oh, God. Foiled again.
Yeah, I know. Well, we inherited all this stuff on our carport, and I know we're going to deal with it, and I was angry about it today.
And then she walks in, and all the carpet's bubbled over again.
Yeah. I came to check on the rug to see how it was drying, and it was like a bog, a swamp.
So my grandfather came over with his...
Wet dry vac. And it didn't work at all. So then he went to get the shampoo vacuum.
Which worked a lot better.
And it did, and I felt so bad because he did it all. He wouldn't let me do it. There's some kind of weirdo bug over there, I think. We're inspecting a weirdo bug. He's obviously crawled in to enjoy the wet carpet. What is it?
I've never seen a bug like that before.
Great. New species!
God, our carpet is so funky.
Does it smell really bad? It doesn't smell like sewer, does it?
No, it just smells funky. It just smells funky.
Like wet carpet.
Wet dog carpet.
Yeah, so we're just going to... place this weekend and last weekend in the chapter. What's that called when you throw it away?
Chapter 11. No.
No, that's bankruptcy.
chapter. File. It's file something.
File this under.
Why don't you send an email in and tell us? Because we obviously can't remember.
We're obviously too brain dead from dealing with way too much craziness. See, our lives, I think these are things that are such big deals because our lives are normally very quiet and steady, and moving and traveling this summer has just sent me into a outer space whirlwind.
Yeah,
trip.
And Wendy from Gabberjaw was talking about something like that, that she, you know, she really wanted to travel, but she felt that if she leaves, then all this stuff won't get done and she'll come back. And so I just want to tell you, Wendy, it will. So don't go. I'm just kidding.
That's right. Never leave. Yeah, I like your shirt, babe.
Yeah, my brother's bodybuilding shirt, which looks so funny on me.
It doesn't. You have a nice torso. But it is funny because...
A nice torso?
Well, that's what a shirt fits over.
Yeah. So this show's really going to be a downer, sorry.
Oh, it's not, though, really. We did see a good movie.
Spanglish?
Mm-hmm. It was good. I liked it.
Which was okay. She liked it a lot. I thought it was okay.
Okay.
I thought it was a lot better.
Your favorite movie is The Cook, the Thief, the Wife, and Her... Dead Naked Baked Lover.
That's not my favorite movie. That's one of my favorite directors. But that's not my favorite movie by him. You just don't like anything, not weird, but you just, I don't know.
What?
That's what I said. I said I wasn't
saying
that.
You're going into dangerous territory calling me.
She hates Wayne Carr Y. She hates God, I can't remember his name now.
I don't like the pineapple movie. I'm sorry.
The pineapple movie?
Isn't that Wayne Carwai?
No, Wayne Carwai was the...
The pineapple chunks in the can, and it's outdated.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's it. Yeah,
thank you.
That's either Chungking's Express or Angel something. I can't remember. Which, he's great. You know, great Korean director. And Peter Greenaway. She doesn't really care much for Peter Greenaway.
I like Peter Greenaway. Didn't he do The Pillow Book?
Yeah, but he did The Cook, The Wife, The Thief.
Oh.
And he also did... Well, you like Drowning by Numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you like most of his stuff.
Yeah, I just don't like baked humans. Or things where happen to dogs. Movies where things happen to dogs. I don't approve of that. It's unnecessary.
And, Jean-Luc Godard, she doesn't much care for. Goddard, as Americans say it.
I bought you one of his movies.
Yeah.
So I support him.
I can't wait to let her watch some Stan Breakage. I can't even say his name right. Breakage?
I don't know who that is. Breakage. I like movies that are entertaining and fun because I need that in my life. I don't need to be...
That's
I don't need to be brought down by film. I don't need to be made to think in a provoking manner. I do that enough in my own life. When I watch a movie,
You do like thought-provoking films, though.
Sometimes.
You don't like supremely depressing ones.
I like escapism entertainment.
Yeah. Which is fine. That's totally fine.
Thank you.
That's totally fine. I mean, at least you're not one of these assholes that goes around watching Antonioni and pretends that they like his films.
Oh, man. There were so many pretentious pricks in New York.
No, I'm just kidding.
And you would go to a bar and hang out, and they'd be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Spilling names and genres and ugh, disgusting.
Yes, I saw David Lynch's student films when they were first premiered. Yeah, whatever.
You do it a lot better than even the real ones do it. It's just gross.
It's like all these people who get or feel superior over the information they've gathered. It's like it's all there for anybody else to gather. I'm sorry, if you don't create,
what good are you?
No, but you have no right to feel this superiority. And even if you do create, you don't have the right, but...
What are you trying to say, babe?
I'm trying to say create. Even if it's...
Live your art.
Not live your art. No, I'm just... I don't know.
Just don't be a pretentious schmuck.
Pretentious?
Because
it happened a lot with me in Atlanta with music and, you know, hanging out in the indie circles. You know, you always have those assholes. It was like, you know, the first Stereo Lab single, or I had Slay Tracks by Pavement on 45.
Ooh, or how about that guy that was like trying to have a pissing contest with you about his stereo system?
Oh, this douche. Okay. Amanda's friend, we won't mention any names. But if she ever hears this, she'll know.
She's lovely.
Oh, she's awesome.
But this man she dated for a very short period of time was not awesome.
Chris. He was a tugboat captain in South Carolina. And I guess crazy wealthy.
Apparently.
Which I guess it's his family had a tugboat captain. Unless you smuggle drugs or something.
That could be it.
But... He had a good understanding of music and, you know, I mean, as far as, like, underground bands and underheard artists, but you could really tell that
And you need to let our audience know that you're very well-versed in music so that they understand that.
I'm insanely obsessed with music. And so, the history and everything and, you know, so, you know, he was throwing out, like, The Liars and, like, not The Liars as in L-I-A-R-S, but L-Y-R-E-S. And some other obscure bands, and you know, I was like, oh, you know, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And so, just when I'm talking to somebody, I like to find out, and it's such a stupid question, I know, and it's such a, but it really helps me connect with people to find out.
It's a good way to break the ice.
So I ask them what one of their favorite albums are, or an album that really influenced them, and maybe a movie, maybe a book, and that just gets me in the general frame of where they're at.
Who did I say when you asked me? Debbie Gibson?
Yeah, right. I can't remember, but it wasn't Debbie Gibson. It was probably Ani, because you were really into Ani when I first met you.
That's true, I was.
Ani DeFranco.
Yeah.
But he said, I asked him that, and he said, or.
And I looked at him. O-A-R?
O-A-R.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, I was like, Skip Spence? And he was like, you could tell that he was not ready for me to know who that was.
It was a pretentious schmuck answer. And he got nailed.
And he was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, okay. But I don't
care. There's no way that album could be.
Of all time, your favorite. I mean, Skip Spence, for you guys that don't know, he was the drummer in Jefferson Airplane for a short time. And then he fronted the band Moby Grape. And then he went crazy like Syd Barrett did. I guess from the same thing, from Too Much Acid. And he put out this album of singer-songwriter stuff, and everybody hails it as this great landmark album. And it's an okay album. It's a good album, but in no way is it like... I just can't
not very
fathom.
Sing-alongable.
Well, not that. I mean, because I like, you know, I like pretentious records you can't sing to, like the Boredoms and Metal Machine Music and all that stuff. But...
Noise.
But I just...
No noise.
If that's your favorite album, if that's like the album that changed your life the most, I just feel bad for you because you just haven't... You must not have heard reams and reams of other music that's out there.
So anyway, we know where this guy stands now. So tell him about the stereo.
Oh, so like I've mentioned before, I was an audio engineer, but not very good one. Not a good technical one. Book smart, but other than that, not good. And so we were talking about stereos, and he was going on and on about the stereo. And I said, you know, I've got a stereo. It's not like top of the line or anything, but you know, it's better than like a Walmart stereo or something like that.
It's better than my boombox that you broke.
Yeah. and he goes, well, what kind is it? I said, oh, it's an Onkyo. And he's like, oh, well, if you read blah, 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 you know that's not a very good stereo. And that's fine.
He's like, that's not even mid-range. I'm talking about top of the line.
I mean, and that's fine. I mean, God, but...
And then he went into all this stuff that he had.
All this stuff, and he had this...
And he was like, this system cost me $75,000.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like the kind of people that Jay was talking about this week on PK and Jay. PKNJ, and
it was like, so obvious what he was doing, though. It was just disgusting.
Yeah, and to top everything off, we were sitting at the fireplace.
Hours later,
and we were just sitting
lovely
there.
Lovely dinner, nice wine.
Everything was great, and he goes, "You know what?"
He's like, "Honey, will you take off my shoes?"
And I was like, "What?"
The air stopped moving. Chad and I were just like, what did you say? He's like, having a woman take off your shoes is better than sex.
And she took them off.
She took them off? Oh, man. I couldn't believe it.
And this is a...
Educated.
Highly educated, beautiful. Very independent, beautiful woman. And this...
We were both so grossed out.
Luckily, she's met a great guy now.
Yep. I've said it all.
Have you said it off, though?
Well,
thanks again for listening to another Me and the Bean.
And here's to bathing in strange people's homes because our water shut off.
And just to let you guys know, as you know, it's a new month. So please, you can go to our website and click on the link to vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can also add us to your favorites at Podcast Pickle. There's also a link on our website.
Because you know we're your favorite.
Because you love. You want to date her. Okay. and our email is meandthebean@podcastrant.com. Until next time, see ya.
Ciao, Bella.